Do you sometimes wonder if the people in your human resources department have any empathy? Well, maybe you're right. Maybe they aren't human at all. RN's Damien Carrick speaks now to a man who was fired by a machine.
I was fired. I could not identify who fired me. After doing some digging, I realized that a machine, a system, fired me out of the company. Even though, like, everybody was still telling me that, no, you still work here.
Ibrahim Diallo is a contract software developer based in Los Angeles. In March 2017, 8 months into a three-year work contract, Ibrahim was busily getting ready to go to work.
Yeah, so one morning I received a voicemail from my recruiter. Since it was too early, I decided I'll call her during the day. So I went through work and then I tried my key card and it failed. It just started beeping and the door wasn't opening. So the security guard let me in. I thought that was odd. So I said, let me check my voicemail and see what this recruiter message was about. When I listened to it, I hear that she was panicking and asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? So I called her back and she asked me if I was okay again. I'm like, I think I'm okay. So I went through my day trying to work, but I noticed that some of my accounts were starting to fail.
And then more and more of your accesses were gradually chopped off.
Yeah.
The recruiter, she told you, are you okay? I mean, did you say, why are you asking?
She told me that she had received an email saying that I am terminated. That was the word they used. I thought it was funny at first because it's not possible. I'm right here with my manager and the director and I have a lot to work to do.
Then what happened? You turn up the next day and I believe the security come to your desk and escort you out of the building. What happened?
Yeah, two security guards and one of them is my friend. And I could see that he was embarrassed to tell me that he is here to escort me out of the building. And that right away, we got the director, we got my manager, everybody was there. And I guess the security guard showed them the emails that said I need to get out of the building and they agreed. So I packed my stuff and and left.
So the director tries to get to the bottom of this. What does she find out?
After a lot of digging and a lot of automated emails, escort him out of the building, disable his account and disable this and that. And I was wondering, who is that person? But later I found out that is just an automated system. And it all started when my previous manager, which had been laid off because this company was going through a transition. It had just been acquired. So my previous manager had been laid off and he was supposed to transfer my name into the new system. I guess he only partially did the job and never renewed the end of my contract, which was supposed to be 3 years. But at that point, when the date, which was sometimes in March, when that date arrived, the system didn't ask for anybody's opinion or confirmation. It just started the process. This employee is terminated now. And it sent like hundreds of emails to different people to disable different parts of my access to the company. And of course, the last thing was just to escort him out of the building.
What happened ultimately? Was somebody able to reverse this process?
No. So they let the system do its job to fire me thoroughly and then hired me over, like as a new employee.
So what lessons do you think we should learn from your experience?
Well, it would be like for any automated system that's ever built, just create a big giant red button that says stop.
That report from Damien Carrick, and you were hearing there from Ibrahim Diallo, a software developer based in Los Angeles. And you can hear more about how machines are hiring and firing on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcast from. And that story first aired back in August.